He's the creative madman on Celebrity Apprentice this season. The legendary Gary Busey is joining us on the line. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hey, hello, hello, everybody. I'm fine, and it's good to be talking to you.
I'm glad to have Madman.
It's not madman.
Creative genius.
Madman,
okay.
Comes with something that's mysterious within my section to make everyone think I am somewhere else, and they are jealous, and they are afraid of me.
Well, now let's talk about that, because on the show, your teammates are, you know, they're not saying the kindest thing about your work ethic or the way you work. So what's your opinion on that?
Well, my opinion is they have a lie against me. I just told you, they're jealous and they're afraid of me. And they're using everything they can to get me out of the show, and it ain't working so far. And I can't tell you about the show too much because I'm under contract not to. And we are still filming Celebrity Apprentice. We have the finale May 22nd in New York City. It's really worth it to watch the show because it's unpredictable. It's surprising. And when I watch it, sometimes, and I mean, every time I watch it, I'm surprised at something I didn't know happened. And it's really fun for the audience. Good old, beautiful, God-loving American citizens to watch it and see something that they can laugh at, and they can say, "Boy, I'm not going to do that in my life."
So
it works in so many levels.
So watching the show, what has surprised you from what you've seen on the show?
Oh, the truth is coming out about the alliance against me with the team backbone. I mean, the last show was just sensationally stupid with Leon Rich saying that I don't have focus. And I was thinking it, but I didn't say it. What about the focus Meatloaf did not have this morning with his anger management lack of rage control all over paints and sponges? He thought I stole. That's something you do in the first grade, you know, sponges for paint. But then John Rich found his paint, and Meatloaf said to me, "Here's a spray can back." And I said, "Thank you very much." He said, "What are you talking to? You can't talk to me like that. I'll go and put you in the hospital in 4 minutes." So who was out of focus?
Well, let's,
that's my question to all you good people listening.
So let's talk about that incident, though. It was a tense moment between you and Meatloaf, and you really kept your cool. What was going through your mind during that whole thing?
Don't ever go on the level of a anger raging, let's see, an anger raging, stubborn fool who doesn't have, in other words, when Meatloaf got lost in his imaginatory vagueness, and when that happens, your foresight becomes a nimble vagrant. Therefore, Meatloaf didn't know what he was doing, but he knew it was good. He knew it would get him on the show and get me out of there. But it all worked in reverse.
It sure did. So now, have you and Meatloaf, I mean, we saw him apologize. Are things better between the two of you, or do you not think that highly of him still to this day?
No, I love everybody. I have unconditional love, and I adore the rule that says treat others like you would have others treat you. That's that golden rule. That works, man. I don't have any grudges or anger or confrontations to do or carrying the bad memory of something that happened to me on Celebrity Apprentice. No, you dismiss those because those are just moments in life that come through. Let go. Move on. Next step, forward. Thank you.
And so about the competition then, are you playing in the moment or are you looking ahead? We had Star Jones on the show last week. She was saying that she was sizing up the competition before even going on the show. Are you doing that or are you just sort of living in the moment?
No, that's Star Jones' insecurity.
Okay.
I don't have to do that. I'm not insecure.
Okay.
I'll just let it come. Take it as it is. Put it back the way it should be. Allowing those people to think they thought of it first.
So
that's called mysterious control.
It is. Going into a challenge, are you thinking about business? Are you thinking about your charity and what you can win for them? What's going on in your mind when you're hearing about a challenge that's coming up?
I'm thinking about getting my order in the next time we get to eat. It's like military boot camp with Donald Trump. And there's sleep deprivation, there's prepare for the worst, pray for the best, and expect the unexpected. So, golly, where's the food? I'm just kidding, but I'm not, but I am. You figure it out, Jeremy.
We're going
this
to...
is in your court now. If I was in your court, Jeremy, in my opinion, or Patriot.
If we we're gonna get back to the music. We have to take a break, but we're gonna chat more with Gary Busey right after this. Gary Busey from The Celebrity Apprentice joining us on the line still. Gary, in the last segment you talked about working for Mr. Trump, so I have to ask you, what did you expect of him going into the show? Is he actually the way he appears on TV? What are your thoughts?
I met Donald Trump, Mr. Trump, in 1980. I was in New York doing a project, and I just finished a movie called The Buddy Holly Story. And Keith Carradine, my good friend, was on Broadway doing Will Rogers. So we all got in a sedan and had some drinks and rode around shouting insults at people wearing zippers and pointing at beautiful women thinking what they think of us. It was a great thing. So that's how I met Donald. Then when I went in there, I knew the focus of the rules and the integrity of the show and the format of the show, and I played strictly within those rules. I obeyed the rules. It was military and civilian clothes.
When your team does win a challenge and you get to sit and you watch the women fight it out in the boardroom, I know that a lot of the guys get a laugh because it's entertainment, but again, are you sizing the women up when they're battling each other out? Because eventually the teams merge and it's men and women, right?
Not at all. Teams don't merge. I'm not on the women's team. I have nothing to do with them. Therefore, they are obsolete. I'm working with backbone and keeping myself alive as best I can.
Who
you
from
use the structures to win something that you need to have focus on it, like single-mindedness right to the center of the target. Do you understand this?
Yeah, so if you did...
Well, write it down and put it on your icebox, because you're going to need to know that when you come on that radio show and have to talk with idiots like me.
And
I can imagine that, too.
One of the things I want to ask you then, in seeing the women battling in the boardroom, which of the women would you want to work with on a challenge then?
Molly Madlen, because Molly Madlen gave me a miracle and a blessing. She sent me to see Dr. Bill Austin, and I was with Dr. Austin for an hour. He outfitted me with hearing aids that were made specially to my needs and fit exactly, specially in my ear canals, because I hit my head on a skull without a helmet off a motorcycle, and it split my right hand side of my skull. And I quit living after brain surgery and went to another place. But I came back, and that ear canal on the right side of my head was really tight, really tight. And Dr. Austin fixed me up, and I found out I was only had 40% of my hearing ability, and I was almost legally deaf. But now I can hear. God bless Marley Madlen. God bless you. I love you forever, Marley. Thank you so much. That's a miracle and a blessing she brought to me. Now my five senses are the same height, the same weight, and they're all handsome.
Let's talk about your charity, because all of the celebrities are playing for a great cause on the show. Remind us who you're playing for and what it means to you.
Say that again. Start over. I wasn't hearing you. Thank you for starting over. What are you asking me, Jeb, about me?
I am asking you about your charity. All of the celebrities are playing for great charities on the show. So
yeah, my charity is a center for head injury services, and I had a traumatic brain injury December 4th, 1988, as I said, going off the motorcycle, split my skull. And it's good to give a charity. It's good to give the people $40,000 that helped me stay alive by me helping other people with traumatic brain injuries stay alive. And that's a blessing and a miracle, and I was so happy to do that. It's a gift.
Yeah, and you also have a gift for being able to take apart a word and have each letter stand for something. You know what I'm talking about. I want to put you on the spot.
It's being published, and the name of that book is Buseyisms. And what I do, I take the letters of the word and create a definition for the word with the letters of spell it.
Right.
Like, for instance, fun. That's spelled F-U-N.
Yep.
Well, that's fun. F-U-N stands for finally, understanding, nothing. And that's really funny.
So I want to put you on the spot. Tell me what Trump stands for.
Trump. I figured that out. I usually don't use proper names, but I made a sign for him. Trump, T-R-U-M-P, stands for Taking Redirection, Understanding, Massive Power.
Wow, very good. Now, I know that you've done a lot of movies in your time. You're a great actor. Have you kept track? Do you know how many movies you've been in? Because it's a lot, isn't it?
Probably over 140.
Yeah.
150. I've been doing this 41 years, and it never gets boring, it never gets dull. I got news for you. Whenever you're bored, even if you're sitting along, honk at geese like they're there. Make this sound. You make that sound, you won't be bored anymore making that sound.
Right.
And pretty soon, geese will be flying around you, and they'll be looking at you, smiling, and say, thanks for honking.
Right. So,
stay with me.
I am. So when this show, when The Celebrity Apprentice is all over, when the show is done and you've moved out of Trump's building, what do you have on the go?
Go ahead.
What are the projects that you're going to be working on after The Celebrity Apprentice? You've got your book.
The Book of Abuseism is going to be published.
Right.
And I have other things in the fire that are very hot right now, but I'm not going to talk about those, because why talk about something that hasn't happened yet? You might curse or jinx it.
Okay. Well,
they're having with what's happening in the past, the present, and the future, because it's all right now.
Absolutely. And
it's all right now. Thank you.
Thank you. So we're going to be watching The Celebrity Apprentice. It's Sunday nights on NBC. We are rooting for you, Gary. Thanks so much for chatting with us today. Thanks,
well,
Gary.
Thank you, Sammy. I hope you had a good time listening to me.
It was absolutely entertaining. Thank you so much.
Well, it was great listening to your questions, because you do this very graciously and you come to the heart of the subject, and I'm very proud to have done an interview with you, sir.
Well, and I thank you. You are a true gentleman. Gary Busey, thank you so much.
You got it. Adios.
Thank you. Bye-bye.